What is your opinion of the fame that you have achieved over the years? How has that affected you?
Well, fame, I suppose I've achieved some kind of fame, recognizable name for quite a while and everything. I don't think it affected me, except that I perhaps I'm more conceited than I appear to be, because I think that I am better than I really am. And there is no better judge of that than yourself when you look at yourself in the screen and you say, I'm not as good as I thought I was. You know, to me, it's a humbling experience being an actor. But also, it spurs you to do better the next time. So my life has been, ask not what the role can do for you. Ask what you can do for the role. Because the roles that I'm given really are lacking. There's nothing, I've never had a great role, never. So my career has been, I guess, constancy of doing the best I could with the role that I had at hand, treated with dignity. Once I accept the role, once I accept it, don't complain. That role is the best role you've ever had in your life. Treat it like that. It's not good, make it better. See, that has been the challenge of my life. I've never been given a platter, a wonderful role. The closest thing, it was, I guess, The Wrath of Khan in Star Trek, because the man had a lot of passion and so forth, and it was an interesting character. But that's the closest, but it wasn't really a great role, you know, I never had. The King and I did it on stage. It was a wonderful role, but not on screen, you know. I've never had a great role on screen. But I think it's the continuity of over the years that I persevere is what the only quality that I recognize in me is perseverance, tenacity. Be there out of necessity, you know. But never give up, never give up. Go forward. Treat every role as if it's the best role you've ever had, no matter what it is.